When a nation rattles the sabers of war, our sights are trained on the villain to be vanquished, the rightness of our cause, and patriotic ardor that rallies the people together. But in the often feverish moments leading up to military conflict, we sometimes forget how the lives of young soldiers may be forever altered.
When my father was 18, he was drafted to Vietnam. And like so many men of that era, when he returned home, he was not the same person.
Crystal Presley's father, Delmer, came back from the war at age 19 in 1970. She was born 8 years later and lived with her parents in a trailer home about 150 miles west of Roanoke in the small rural town of Honaker, Virginia.
My dad spent much of my childhood locked in his room, vacillating between depression and rage. He wasn't even able to participate in Christmases or birthdays oftentimes. And so my mother and I learned to walk on eggshells. We did anything and everything not to provoke him. He was diagnosed with PTSD in the mid-80s, and his symptoms were so severe that he was eventually declared 100% disabled.
The field of psychiatry was just starting then to understand the syndrome, now called post-traumatic stress disorder. For military veterans, the symptoms of combat stress may include nightmares, feeling jumpy and anxious, trouble with concentration and memory, and avoiding crowded settings. Post-traumatic stress can result from the dangerous, frightening, wrenching conditions of violence, all too familiar to the millions of soldiers who've been deployed in recent years to Afghanistan and Iraq, and for young Delmer Presley in the 1960s, Vietnam.
He was shot at constantly. He always had to be so hypervigilant. He said there were no time for emotions, that 24 hours, 7 days a week, he was focused on staying alive. He watched so many of his friends die. He loaded their bodies in body bags into helicopters. And my dad actually described one particularly haunting event to me. He was getting ready to be deployed back to the U.S., so his time in Vietnam was over. And something that became tradition was that when the new guys came in, they would put the people who were on the front line in the back and put the newer guys in the front. And so that happened, even though my dad begged that he wanted to stay in the front until the end, because there was a young guy that had come along that my dad really just loved a lot, became a good friend of his. And this guy always went around carrying a picture of a baby. It was his new child that he'd never met. And as soon as this guy traded place with my dad, he was killed. And my dad said that he saw it happen and that he'll never forgive himself for that. The guy ran into a bomb. It exploded and he was filled full of shrapnel.
So that must be pretty tough. And your dad was how old at this time?
At this point, my dad was 19.
Pretty heavy burden for someone of any age to carry, but particularly so for a 19-year-old.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about behaviors he's had that you've now come to see as signs of post-traumatic stress?
He was so incredibly moody growing up, and I don't mean moody as in just, I mean, we can all be moody, but he really just went between depression and rage, and it didn't really take much to set him off. He was so sound sensitive that if I dropped a plate, a spoon, if a car was just merely riding by and if it backfired, my dad would go into war mode. He would hit the floor. He would come after me. You never really knew what he was going to do.
Come after
and
you?
He would come after me, yeah. There were several times when, and you know, he never physically hurt me, but I was always afraid that he was going to. If I dropped a glass, for example, there was one occasion when he actually came after me. And so I ran into my bedroom. He was chasing me, and I locked myself in my room, and I pushed all the furniture against the door, and he was beating on the door with his fist, yelling for me to open the door and let him in. And I remember hiding from him in my closet.
At that point, how old were you, Crystal?
7.
So that's got to be a absolutely terrifying experience for a 7-year-old.
It was, and he was very often suicidal, too. And so he would take his gun and announce that he was going to the river to kill himself. This would happen 2 or 3 times a week sometimes. And that was also one of the after effects of PTSD. He just felt like he just could not handle life in general.
Did you at the time, particularly as a young girl, see this as my dad's in trouble? He's experiencing a lot of anguish. Were you able to kind of put together a big picture of what was going on?
I don't know that I could put together a big picture. I knew something was terribly wrong. And my mother would whisper the word Vietnam the same way she would whisper the term PTSD. And I knew that something really awful was wrong with my dad, but I just didn't know what any of that meant. I knew that Vietnam was a war, that's about it.
Let us all understand that the question before us is not whether some Americans are for peace and some Americans are against peace.
President Richard Nixon addressing the nation on television, November 1969.
The question at issue is not whether Johnson's war becomes Nixon's war. The great question is, how can we win America's peace?
I was a young man, I was sent to a far-off country to fight a war I still don't understand. But I was proud to go to serve for my country in the place they call South Vietnam.